That sounds about right.
All right, guys, it's started up. It has begun.
Did you start that up?
Yeah, that's going.
Oh, that's going too.
Yeah. Only Patreon people know what we're talking about.
Yep. All right, all right. Hey, welcome,
Holy
everybody.
Holy shit, this seems loud.
Patreon included, Patreon people.
It's great to be naked with you guys. It's been a while since we've all been topless, bottomless. Yeah.
The last time we were almost naked together was
like
in Death Valley.
Slap there, time.
I sure did, baby.
That's a meaty ass slap. What is it?
Get
what is
some,
it?
Corona.
What is the sexual component for slapping someone's ass? Like, why do people like that? Is it a parental thing?
I think
thing?
It's like a good game thing, but it's like good bedtime.
But some girls like the pain of it.
Oh, yeah. There's that fine line. I've heard them talk them. For them ladies talking
about it. I've read about it it's somewhere.
It's like, you know, a little pain, a little pleasure, back and forth.
Yeah.
It's like it's like savory and sweet.
But you know what pain and pleasure they don't like back and forth is emotional.
No.
Or
fuck
or,
you, bitch, you look horrible. But,
yeah, yeah.
But yesterday you looked pretty.
I can't believe I got an erection for you. I'm like, that's not working out. I'd rather have you slap me or choke me.
Okay, there's
how many
some
girls,
small children outside
how
the
How many
doors?
Girls have you slept with that wanted you to choke them?
Zero. I've only slept with Jillian.
Oh yeah. And I'm a virgin. Tyler, your wife ever want the old choke?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. What's weird is when you refuse to do it and they start doing it themselves.
Yeah. Fraud. Oh, yeah. It's totally weird. They put their own finger in their butt.
And then they get so into it, you come over and they're already hanging.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to quickly.
Like, all right.
What is the start to this episode?
It's dirty. It's
sexual
wrong.
Dirtiness.
People have been killing themselves for sex in the first 3 minutes of the show.
Okay. I had a nightmare last night about a motorcycle wreck on the freeway. And you know those things where you forget all about your nightmares or your dreams and then something happens in real life and it all comes snapping into focus?
Yep.
And you realize you have superpower. You're like a psychic.
I was going the other way on the freeway and I saw the accident and it was like a body that was strewn across the freeway essentially.
For real?
No, this is a dream.
Oh.
And it came to me when Mr. Easy Rider came rolling up on my bumper this morning on my way over to Tyler's. And I'm like, oh my God.
Here it is. It's happening.
And, he had the full-on like
fruition.
American flag motorcycle.
You get mad at yourself. Well, he's kind of like that. He had like the monkey bars or whatever. So
is
his
that,
hands were up
is
high.
That, does that count as hipster? Because I saw a dude on a chopper with the American flag helmet. And I was like, is that cool or is that
no,
hipster?
No, American flag bike. Like the
Yeah.
The, but the helmet too. Yeah. I think anytime if you're on your bike and you're wearing like a football helmet, but you remove the face mask, I think that's going... Either super cool, you're a super cool guy, or you're hipster.
Or super illegal because it's not DOT certified.
Okay, Michael. So, you ever get mad at yourself in dreams because like you didn't recognize the fact that it was a dream during the dream? Like you should have?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like this motorcycle dream, body parts strewn across, and I saw the hand, and it still had the glove on it, and the hand was like walking itself, trying to get back to the body.
Adam's family.
And when I remembered it, On the freeway, I'm like, why didn't I realize that was a dream at the time?
Yeah.
And I got pissed at myself.
Mm-hmm. So you're letting yourself down even in your sleep.
Yes. I'd like to understand why we dream as humans, because it's almost never pleasant.
What's weird is babies dream in the womb.
But it's never pleasant. It's
what are
never,
they dreaming about?
Good dreams are not pleasant because you wake up to the reality that, oh, I didn't win the lottery. Oh, right. This didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Bad dreams are just literally a nightmare. Mm-hmm.
But then it's good when you wake up from it.
Okay, that's a good attitude. That's a good perspective.
That's what I'm here for, guys.
There is something pretty great about having a really like horrifying dream and then getting up and peeing and being like scared.
And going, oh, my dick is still intact.
Getting back in bed and getting all like safe and cuddly.
The best is the dreams that feel too real. And then you wake up and realize that it, like the bad ones. Not like I'm being chased by a monster, but the one where like you wrecked your car.
Where
and...
you catch yourself in your dream saying, this is probably just a dream.
Yes.
I'm going to wake up soon.
The amount of times I've done something where I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
And then I realize it was a dream. Oh.
What about going to bed? What about waking up from a nightmare and being shaken up and then going to bed and having the same fucking nightmare?
Yeah, yeah. And then it
what
keeps
is
coming.
That?
Or like sometimes there's a full day in between. Like you'll have a horrible nightmare, wake up, go through your day, and then you get back in bed and then everything starts coming back. It's like, oh no.
The IRS monster is chasing me again tonight.
That's a real life dream. You still hoping you're gonna wake up like right this moment?
I already paid it.
I got a scam call yesterday that was like it left me a voicemail and said, you are being sued by the IRS.
Of course.
Call us back. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I Googled it real quick and it was like 7,000 people saying scam.
Okay, while we're talking about scams real quick, let's
Let's thank our Patreon folks for the
supporting us. Thank you guys. To all the Patreon people. And also, let's advertise once more that you guys get it 24 hours in advance.
Except for this time.
I feel like we're too late.
Should we be facing the camera?
How about 24 seconds in advance so we can keep
How about that's the Patreon bonus right there?
Yeah, the Patreon bonus
is
the naked video of us. Except we're going to be naked, but we're going to have things that look like clothes covering our naked
bodies. We're naked mentally.
Yeah.
Oh.
You guys, I had something interesting happen when I was parking out there. I felt a sting on my back, on my blubbery, like, love handles.
Mm.
And I went like this, thinking it was an itch, and a fucking bee was zzz, and into my car, and it's probably still in there.
Wait, you got stung?
I think so. I felt a sting for sure, but there's no... It was right here, and I don't feel anything.
What did it do afterwards?
Zzz, zzz, into my car, and I couldn't find it. But he's probably dead, right?
I've been saving bees for the last week and a half.
Well, there's one in my car.
I did that recently.
Because I've been working.
You get down on your knees and do a little mouth-to-mouth.
Mm-hmm. Work on
this little bee mouth.
BPR.
I went outside once to do some work, and then I noticed the bees were just dive-bombing into my baby pool in the backyard. Mm-hmm. So I made it a point to get them out, and then
Wait,
I went back out
there.
Is
the pool filled with honey?
No. But there's
let me make sure.
There's thousands of bees, like, in my, because right now it's blooming, which is kind of a weird time to bloom, right? Yeah.
Bees would be going to get
I know,
honey.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like cows aren't trying to get milk.
But then I made it my mission to, like, whenever I'm out there.
You think it's sexy when a cow licks its own nipple?
Oh, so sexy.
To other cows?
Yeah. That's why they give a little side look to the bull.
Okay, how weird is that move in porno where the girl licks her own boob?
I don't see that very often.
Not very often, no. But it's like, what is this, a lesbian fantasy that I'm having? Uh-huh. Or what is that?
Well, you know, you'd probably pick, well, I'm not going to talk about that. No. But I mean,
Back to the bees.
The wholesome
birds
bees.
And the bees.
Orched in those double D's.
So I was doing a bunch of work underneath the tree. And
oh my God, I thought you were going to say underneath the house. I was going to be like, that is the creepiest work.
It's a weird time for like the tree to be producing like pollen and these little things. My backyard's messiest as it's been in all year. And the bees are just loving it, right? It's like McDonald's to them. And there's probably thousands.
They're loving it.
And buzzing it.
I'm buzzing. And they're dive bombing in my pool. So like I'll go out probably about every 15-20 minutes because I'm OCD and I hate the idea of little bees drowning. So I've been saving these bees, probably saved about, I don't know, 300 of them at this point.
Good. I'm gonna let my nephew know, who's very concerned about the bee population, that you've saved like 300.
Furious. Yeah, probably at least 300. I'm thinking at least 30, 40 a day for the last 10 days.
Maybe you're disrupting the circle of life.
Could be. And when
you keep saving the stupid bees that are inclined to go to water and die off, you're making the gene pool worse.
I get so happy though when I get them out, and sometimes they're like up right on like the edge of death, and maybe they're barely moving, and then I watch them and they.
I'm imagining in the backyard yelling to Jillian, "They're hugging me as they're
just maybe
they made a little beard on me. It's cute.
Maybe they see the reflection of flowers in the water.
It could. I think they're just thirsty and they're dumb because they're bees. But I was very angry. I had many angry thoughts while I was suffering through a Suicide Squad last week because I lost a bet on the film vault, and the bald one and his infinite wisdom had me go see that instead of something good. So one of my numerous angry thoughts while watching Suicide Squad was, do you know how many bees are probably dying right now? Because
you could be saving bees. Yeah, exactly.
He's responsible for probably at least...
I want to see the video of you stepping over a homeless dude to rescue a bee that's drowning in his stale coffee.
Homeless guy... can get up on his feet, get himself some help, because there's plenty of tax dollars out there that help you, and maybe get his life together, because he has a wherewithal to do so. A bee does not. A dog does not.
But a bee runs on nature.
A cat does not.
That's not true, because cats and dogs both live out in the wild.
Yeah, but they're not too good at it. They don't last very long.
How do you know? Have you been secretly putting tracking devices on wild cats and wild dogs?
Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carano directly across from me. There's Ty Ty sitting at the head of his table to the right. We are coming to you live from Tyler's unfamous house in Pasadena somewhere. Where are we? Pasadena?
Yes.
This is Pasadena.
That's all we need to talk.
All right. If you take...
Should I delete the part where I show your address?
Yes.
Probably you should do that. Yeah.
Unless you want me to go and share your address. But then it's fine.
It just turns into a little fight. Here's Anderson's phone number.
I'd also like call him. Thank everybody who has checked out and or shared or contributed to the crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. So you're basically done. So far, not even close, but so far, so good. And thank you, everybody. It's been fun, but it's been grueling. It's been totally terrifying.
I watched your video and I was like, how much time did that take?
It took a couple minutes. Yeah. Took a few minutes. Thank you for letting me use your camera.
No problem.
But I'm not gonna make this a big long giant plug for Groupers the Movie crowdfunding, groupersthemovie.com. But if you have not checked out the video or shared, or if you have a couple pennies to gather together, help the cause.
When do you plan on starting this film?
You can go to groupersthemovie.com, and right now we have a little sweepstakes going where anyone who has contributed at the $100 or more mark by this coming Tuesday, the 27th, you're entered into the sweepstakes, which is Netflix free for a year. Free mm-hmm. Netflix for a year. I'm not calling it Fuckflix as I'm giving it away.
Nice job.
It's Netflix for
nice
a year. Job. As well as one of my the CCP ultra premium care packages, which involves a bunch of swag as well as an actual prop and or piece of wardrobe from the actual film once it's shot. So that's like $600 value, as so says the website. And that is going on right now. It ends Tuesday at midnight. So if you assuming we make it to the 28K mark, which I might have to lower to 27 or just have it roll over. Either way, there we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
When do you plan on starting this film?
Spring of next year.
When we are
successful.
March.
Probably like March, April-ish.
Got it.
If we are successful, there's a lot of pre-production and whatnot goes into it as soon as we get greenlit, assuming that we make it that far. Right. Last I checked, we're just over the 20K mark.
And that's great.
We're trying to get to 75, and we have like 42 days left. Tyler's one of the team members, so he knows. He's been a part of it.
25. You're what? 25%?
Mm-hmm. 26%? That's amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah. In like 3 days. That's bonkers.
It's going to happen.
Traditionally, how these things work is the first week you get a third, the last week you get a third, and the middle schlag you fight and
suck a couple of nerks.
You go out and you do some favors in back alleys and whatnot, and mm-hmm. you get that 20.
Save a couple B's, suck a couple D's. You know how it is. That's how we make movies in this business.
That's on your shirt. We should sell those shirts to fund this.
Save a couple B's, suck a couple D's.
So when you get the 75 grand, so 60 of it's your fee, and then...
I have one really nice piece of giant bling that I have picked out that I'm going to get immediately. That's just a CCP.
Is it a big gold charm?
A diamond-crusted director's monocle?
No, it's just a CCP. Yeah. But I might want
to
do...
Are those things useful, or is that total like
they used to be useful.
Bullshit?
No, they used to be useful because you didn't have to lug the heavy camera around, and you could just see what
but
lens...
I think he's talking about two different things. Like monocles were known as like really posh.
Not monocles. I mean like the little...
The viewfinder.
Yeah, the viewfinder that you have hanging around your neck.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of the time, too, they were like light meters that you could figure out the light and talk to your DP about stops and whatnot. But
most importantly, it was so you could get the framing without moving that giant camera with that giant tripod.
And now you just use an app, and there's multiple apps, and you just whip out your camera, and it's glorious.
Whip it out.
Like, I used it a lot because I just did that. I directed that short a couple days ago. That Mike was very kind and showed up both days.
It was fun.
He kind of hung out both days on set.
It was fun.
He brought ginger ale one day, and he brought everybody coffees the day before that. And he had hilarious things to say.
I'm a PA.
Every time I yell cut, he'd have something hilarious to say that would break the mood and make everyone laugh.
If you donate to the film, we'll tell you what they were.
I would have to get everybody back on track and serious again.
That doesn't sound helpful, actually.
It was, because I needed a little levity on that set, because it wasn't the most fun set I've ever been on. It wasn't terrible by any means, but we've had more laughs on other sets, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Mike brought some... Like, there's this one... horrific scene we're shooting where a woman is at the bottom of stairs and she's all crumpled and twisted and beat up because she fell downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like blood coming out of her mouth and she's supposed to be paralyzed. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that yell cut, Mike's like, you know what would be great is if like we put something together where right on that moment it just goes to black and you hear ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it.
I forgot about that. That's the first thing I thought when I saw her laying there. I'm like, McDonald's.
That's two McDonald's references.
I know.
What are we getting from them? Nothing.
Free fries.
So I have a question. Do you live in mortal fear of the... not mortal fear, but are you worried that while you're prepping for this movie, you'll be struck with like another great idea and then you'll be sad that you have to wait to make that one because you've already committed to this one?
No, not at all, because I have like seven... knocking on wood and also patting myself on the back at the same time. I have seven other great ideas beyond this one. This is just the cheapest one. There's other movies that all I've been doing is thinking about movies I want to make for the last 20 years, And so I got a bunch in the stable that are ready to go. This is actually the first of a trilogy.
So this is like next one. This is like you're saving up for your first kilo two of coke vaginas so that together. You can become
and then
a,
I can cut
drug
that
lord.
Cut yeah. that coke and yeah. then I'll sell that and then I'll get the yeah. revenue from that and buy two keys. Yeah. yeah.
Do you think we would be good coke dealers?
No.
I think we'd be awful. I think you and I, Mike, would be even particularly terrible.
Yeah, I think so too.
We can't even get mugs out to our Patreon people, so I think we'd be yeah. pretty bad at getting.
Listen,
drugs.
Mr. So and so.
We got mugs out.
Oh, wait, we're missing. Like 12 mugs to people.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's even worse because I promised one of the listeners I would send her the little monkey in a jar.
Yeah.
And that was probably
Why
5
is that
months
worse?
Ago.
How is that worse?
Well, I still haven't shipped it. I told somebody else How I would send them my crow then? Doll. I still haven't shipped that. I've got some tubes in my car that are supposed
what?
To be
I'm
shipped.
I'm glad that you brought up the mugs and our short
I haven't called anybody yet.
Here's We'll just do
I'm
the
just
announcement
nervous.
Now. We'll do the announcement now.
We're ending the show.
Yeah, it's over. Thanks.
Okay,
for
bye.
Everyone was too bitchy about the mugs. Now the show's
no,
over.
No, our people, I don't blame you. We'll get the mugs for you. We'll get them.
People are not bitchy. They're being very nice and be like, so, do I get a mug or?
Yeah, the mug's coming. The mug's coming, and I blame Tyler for that. I should have brought mugs over today. Do you have any here?
I don't know. You're blaming me.
We no, should be mugging.
We just take some mugs out of your
we
counter.
We should be mugging it up right now. But here's a little added bonus. Anyone at that level, you not only are getting mugs if you haven't gotten your mug yet, but if you've ever been at that level, with
mugs and hugs, you're getting
last
hugs.
Year, we're gonna give you cuddles.
And we're going to save yeah. some bees for yeah. you. Yep. Some deer for
we're going to no, throw some bees you. In your face and we're going to hug you.
No, we're going to get you a very special limited edition AD shirt with a button up and collar.
What?
Yeah. We are?
Why?
Well, I talked about this.
You did?
And you guys said yes, absolutely.
You didn't say a button up and a collar.
Well, no, that's yeah. got to be fancy. It can't just be a t-shirt. It's going to be the fancy like upper echelon
no,
style.
No, the only thing you said was that it was like bright green to show that say that you have money. And I got multiple emails saying, if you're going to make us a shirt, please don't make it obnoxious bright green.
No, I was joking. Not even
money. Was I not here for this part of the show? Because I don't remember this at all.
Obnoxious color. But no, it's going to be classy. It's going to be a classy plaid shirt.
So it's like
one
of those tux
I don't know why we're promising another thing.
No.
We haven't delivered on the first thing.
Because we got After Disaster Super Bowl rings, too. We're going to give you those.
It's going to be classy.
Okay.
We're going
to have a little emblem right here, like on the chest, on the crest, right?
Okay. Which emblem?
The Pab Boys, or like one of the ones. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out if it's going to be the mall grab.
It should
grab.
Just be really small so that you could actually like wear it to work, and people at first glance would just think it was like the polo
that's the
logo
point.
Or
that's,
something.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that
it should be three dudes on horses.
Oh, well, we need a new logo if that's the case.
Get on it, Scott.
Hey.
No, don't do that. Then we have to pay him.
Horses? Wow. I owe Scott money. I owe you guys money. I owe everybody.
How about three alligators with our faces?
Hey, that's not bad. Hey, if Scott
three,
can whip something up.
Three alligators eating each other like human centipede style with our faces.
Why not?
So I think that we'll only...
Riding skateboard.
There's only like 30 of these shirts that need to be made at this point. It's going to be worth it. What are you guys looking at me for? It's going to be a good
I don't
idea.
Remember hearing any of this, but I'm fine with whatever you...
Huge
whatever.
Regret. I'm also... we should do another level above that where we may have an entire suit made with little PAP logos all up and down the suit like a pimp suit.
Okay, $1,000 a month, we'll get you a custom suit. Except you all have to share it, so it's going to have 12 armholes.
The shirts are going to be great. Six. Imagine next time we do a live show and a couple of shirts from the audience. It's like, oh, yeah, hey, what's up?
I know the
I'm creating a class system is what I'm doing.
I know the place that'll make that for us.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Joel Murray gets... Well, Bill Murray, too, but I didn't want to drop his name.
Mm. Well, he did.
But Joel Murray gets clothes made into this company. He forwarded me the address, and they do, like, custom suits out of one-of-a-kind material. And he has, like, a Pabst Blue Ribbon suit and some other stuff, Chicago-based.
We're not making a suit.
Wait,
we
suit
could get After Disaster suits.
It was a joke? We could all get suits, like, when we put our first gig at the Madison Square Garden. We should
I'm
all wear
my,
these.
I'm wearing my tux to our next live show.
I'm going to get another tux.
Because I got to get mileage out of that thing.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Are you worried about gaining dad weight and never being able to wear the tux again?
I saw. Why are you worried about gaining dad weight?
Because he just bought a tux.
But it's not on you to gain weight.
What?
Like your wife gains weight because she's got another life to feed.
Like dad bod. Like
yeah,
you just
dad
like
body. Like you're
dad
sitting here grilling brats
I've already
in the backyard
into
and
my
watch,
dad
drinking
bod,
beer.
So it's just going to be this now.
You know what I listened to on the way over here? Speaking
would you,
of dads.
Would you listen to
thinking
over
of you? 1965 Sandy Koufax Dodger game. Called by Vin Scully.
You're just listening to the whole game?
They had the last inning on the radio, and I listened to it in its entirety, and it was pretty sweet.
2-2.
I felt like I was old-timey. Yeah. I was
thinking about all the, reaches back.
I was thinking about all the people in the audience that probably ended up going off to Vietnam and dying, but they had no idea at that time when they were watching Sandy Koufax.
Okay, again, I'm not into sports. Perfect game. I don't need to preface it with that, but
A perfect game for Sandy Koufax.
I think
he actually cussed. It was weird.
I think the perfect LA analogy for all sports was the Kirk Gibson home run because like half the stadium was in their cars leaving.
Yeah. We've talked about it.
We have?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've talked about
it. We've talked about how millions of people were actually saying that they're there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But there's not 29,000 people were at the Sandy Koufax fourth no-hitter, first perfect game in 1965.
Your baseball knowledge over
here. Vin Scully.
Yeah, there was a giant farewell to Vinny ceremony last night before the game because it's the last homestand.
Uh-huh. Did you go?
No, but I was watching it on TV and got misty-eyed multiple times.
I could see that.
But so Kevin Costner comes up after like everyone's giving a speech. He's like the last person to give a speech before Vinny talks. And
did he make a reference?
It was like
I made a baseball movie.
A Kevin Costner. It was like a Kevin Costner film.
Right.
He gets up there. And starts to talk, a soundtrack starts playing. He like brought his own soundtrack that he had timed out to his speech. It like swelled at like all the parts that it should go up and like got quiet when he was like getting serious and stuff.
He was probably so excited about that when he was driving to the stadium.
And it was it was like a Costner film. It was like there were some really great parts, but it was a little too long and it didn't really know when it didn't know when to end. It ended like six times.
Was John Williams there conducting or was he just in the audience?
No, he showed up and he conducted the national anthem.
You know, a little piece of trivia here for you. John Williams, second most nominated Academy Award getter ever.
Who's first?
Sure, better ways of
Meryl Streep.
No, that's how they say it at the Academy Awards.
Only one person has been nominated for more Academy.
The stage, the number two Academy Award getter nominator.
Who, Meryl Streep?
No, not Meryl
Jonathan Streep. Williams.
Wait, who'd you say it was?
I said not those two people you just said.
Who is it?
Mickey Mouse.
Bon Jovi.
Are you serious?
Don't say cereal.
Yeah, that was upsetting.
Walt Disney.
I'll vote you off.
Are you cerealist?
Walt Disney has the most nominations, yes.
Well.
Really?
Yeah.
Himself or the company?
Because he's a producer of things.
The company doesn't count.
Well, no, it does. Like,
Paramount can't go, we're the most nominated.
If you get nominated for Best Picture, Warner Brothers, like, you know, whoever owns Warner Brothers would be the guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Warner.
Learned that actually on
and his bros
movies, actually the biggest title you can have.
You know, it was a guy named Warner Brothers. His last name was Brothers.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Even weirder is I know. Oh, you know her too. Very
producer is the biggest thing. It's bigger than executive.
Very
producer,
attractive obviously. Girl. Very attractive.
Producer is the biggest thing you can have on film.
No.
Yes.
Best boy.
Best boy Dolly Grip is second.
Wait, I have a question for you.
You're going to talk about a girl. We're going to get back to it. Talk about it. What? What's your question? And then we'll.
Do you remember Cather Wood's ex-girlfriend, Danielle?
Yes.
Do you remember what her last name is?
And she's a glutton for punishment.
Do you know what her last name is?
No, I don't want to hear it right
okay,
now either.
I won't tell the
what
story then.
What the hell?
Okay, what were you going to talk about?
Her name's Danielle Wozniak.
Well, I thought we weren't going to do that.
She's very attractive.
Okay, what?
There was a dude named Daniel Wozniak who just got convicted of murder yesterday in Orange County.
And there's also a guy who used to help Steve Jobs with computers.
Steve Wozniak.
Danny Wozniak. Yeah.
No, you got the name wrong.
Danny. But isn't that, I just saw, like I see her on Facebook and then I see a Facebook post, Danny, and I just thought it was a weird coincidence. Wish I wouldn't brought it up now.
That's great, Mike. Thank you.
Real quick, during the... Get away from
there's
that
probably a guy named
story.
Mickey Mouse too.
While the Vin Scully thing was happening yesterday, so I'm watching on TV. Zach is starting to cry because I'm trying to change his diaper and put him.
You're
in
like, shut the fuck up!
And I'm like getting all misty eyes.
Trying to
all
watch
the,
Vin.
They're playing all like the highlights of Vin, and they keep cutting to him, and he's like crying, and people in the stands are crying. It's very emotional.
Mm. And how many years has Vin Scully been the
67.
Jesus Christ.
1955, right?
Yeah.
Or 50.
They were saying that he was calling when he started calling games in 56 or something like that. There was guys who had started, you know, playing baseball in the 30s.
Uh-huh.
And there's guys on the team now that, you know, will probably end their playing time in like the 2030s.
Right.
So he's basically almost covered 100.
Century.
Yeah.
That is insane.
That's a stretch, though.
Small known
to
fact.
To come up with a stat.
Little known fact about Vin. He started out as a huge racist. He's actually one of the first guys to actually use the N-word numerous times and one.
He popularized it.
Well,
no one said the N-word until Vinny. Just look at all these.
Wait, is that true? Or
he
you
set
just,
a record for
just...
using it the most times at one single at bat. He used it 27 times. A lot of foul
Can
balls.
You get a load of this?
And the enter fouls it off again. Okay.
That's a.
It's not true.
Not true at all. But anyway, so Zach is crying. I'm
I'm not crying,
but I'm like, you know, emotional. Were part of you
trying
up.
Were you trying to like trick yourself into believing that your kid was crying because of the same reason? We're sharing a moment.
I know, Zach.
But then
you're
then,
so bummed.
Then I was also laughing because he was crying so over the top for nothing. And then as I pull down the diaper, he starts peeing across the room.
Great.
So he's crying, peeing. I'm Scully. Laughing and crying. Vinny's crying on screen, and just this like shooting star of piss just shoots across the room.
It's like when in the harbor, like they do the celebration with the fire with the boats and the water.
That's not a bad idea. Line up a bunch of babies to celebrate something. Lay them all on their backs.
It wasn't a long extended pee. It was just
put
like
all their little hands in warm water at the same time.
No, you clothespins.
All clothespins would work, okay, and mothers, you have like one thing that triggers all of them to release at the same time.
Like dominoes.
Yeah, it looks like one of those poolside features that shoots little drops of water in.
I've had some horrible peeing experiences.
I'm
like,
sure you have, Michael.
When I was a kid, I was on a boat on
Everyone
Mission
heard
Bay.
Heard one last week.
Well, I had to pee. What?
When we all peed together.
I forgot about that too.
That Jesus. I don't want to tell my story.
If I told you
now.
That out of context, you would assume that would have been in the drinking era of shows.
Oh, for sure.
The three must be in
that's
the bathroom.
That's a good little trivia when we have a trivia show about the show, which is the most self-aggrandizing thing you could possibly do, but we should do it one day.
A trivia show about the show.
And what era? Because we have three eras now, right?
Sure.
The drinking era.
The studio non-drinking
and
era.
Post-studio.
And post-studio
That's
era.
That's another weak attempt at trying to find some. Do you think
we
have
the improv
eras?
Era, right? Yeah, the improv movement.
Get a load of these.
Pabs.
We can.
Okay, so yes, peeing experience gone wrong, yes.
No, I don't want to tell the story now. It's embarrassing.
You know what's worrisome is that we're plugged in. For the first time ever, we're not using batteries on our recorder, and it just occurred to me that if it got unplugged anyhow, I bet it just erases everything.
No,
right?
I don't know,
because the batteries,
it's,
I think it knows
it's
enough.
It's writing it to the card as we speak. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that magic works in that black box, but
that's true. Mm-hmm. Did you see the game that we've been playing on Twitter all week?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the game.
What is it?
The rapper?
Yeah, I was excited for a second.
What's the game we've been playing on Twitter that I'm
about
unaware
the game?
Of?
The game was on. The Wendy.
Hi.
They're barking at Lauren. She lives here.
They're your
squeak toys.
They're happy. Dogs. They're happy. Mom is home.
Hi, Lorenzo. How are you?
Pretty good.
We're recording. She was on the video. I have to legally tell you that in the state of California.
Yeah right legally.
There. Camera.
Wendy. He was on the Wendy Williams show talking about how many.
What is your life?
How much time do you have to watch TV?
No, I'm not watching. I just heard about.
You
things.
Took
I've
a break from
things.
Saving Bees real quick to go watch Wendy Williams.
Hold on, you guys.
Listen to me.
We understand. We love Wendy too.
I say goodnight to the wife.
What does a bee sound like when it's cold?
All right. I say goodnight to Jillian. I put her to bed. A lot of time I go to bed with her, but most of the time I don't because I have work to do. And the last thing we do is we watch 22 minutes exactly because we fast forward through the commercials of TMZ. Okay. And I catch up on everything and all the news events of the day that are important to the world. Yes.
Which is totally acceptable.
And the game was evidently on the Wendy Williams show talking about which Kardashians he banged. Right.
Okay.
And it came off as real thirsty.
Oh, look at Anderson with the dropping the lingo of the kids.
You know
today.
What I mean?
You mean desperate for attention?
Desperate for attention. He looked like a model on the beach frolicking in her new swimwear. That's what it felt like to me. Evidently. So anyways, the game. I was excited. I thought I was going to be able to. But go ahead and talk about your other game that's not nearly as relevant or cool.
This is disturbing that he had sex with more than one
all three
of the
them.
Kardashians.
The fact that he's talking about it.
He banged all three, right?
That's weird. Like the sisters would do that to each other.
Apparently one of them
don't
with
hate
Black
the player,
China.
Hate the game.
That worked right there. Ba, ba, ba,
ba.
I should do the same thing too.
Yeah, you guys got to listen to this podcast, man. They're great.
It's all bee talk all the time. All
right, what is your game you're talking about?
The game that we've been playing on Twitter all week with our listeners. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen it, Mike, because I'm sure you've been tagged in the comments, is Carano or Trump.
Oh, yes. Jillian told me about this. Pretty good.
Oh, no.
Pretty good.
I don't like this.
Are you going to pretend like you didn't see
let's
any
play
of these?
A little.
I saw one.
You only saw one?
I saw one that was upsetting.
Okay, let me pull them up.
The one that I saw was about going to war.
Yeah,
I saw that one too.
Let's not spoil it.
No, I still stand by that.
I spent 10 minutes explaining to Jillian what you meant by it, and I and I got you off the hook, and you just in one fell swoop
I'm not on the hook because I firmly believe in my heart of hearts that the best way to become a non-racist is to kill other people side by side with another person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lorenzo, can you laugh really loud off the microphone just to make it seem like people in the room think this is funny too? She was laughing, I saw it, but it was silent.
I think the least racist people is a white guy and a black guy that went to Nam together.
We know, Michael.
And they iced a bunch of Vietnam people, whatever.
You idiot.
And they come back, brothers.
I think what you meant to say was...
They come back as brothers who had to do a job for an unappreciative government, and they are no longer racist.
Hey. Okay.
Thanks, Michael.
You deleted your tweet.
The one of the face? I'm going to leave that up there. I have a wife.
We need to talk about that. What was that?
I was very tired. I was on set. I was waiting for my actresses to get out of makeup, and I was wanted to shoot, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I just peed, and I looked at myself in the mirror. I'm like, I look awful. I'm going to let people just have their way with me because they're going to be mean no matter what. So at least I'll give them.
That you hadn't tweeted in like 6 months, and then the first tweet is this haggard-ass man.
No. I tweeted.
Sure.
I tweeted.
Sure.
I had tweeted before that. Hey, my latest tweet is D. Antwoord when he was riding the crowd right towards me.
D. Antwoord?
Got a picture of Ninja looking pretty sweet. He's staring at a giant dick, too. It's pretty great.
What about that Ninja quote I sent you?
I don't know. Okay. All right, will we play the game?
Carano or Trump? The one that kicked the game off was...
The game?
We should just give everyone their money back. Oh, they're the worst. The Jamaicans, criminals.
I think that's a Carano.
Well, that's the fun thing about this game. They're all Carano.
Oh, really?
There's no Trump.
Oh, great.
No.
Dude, why'd you just ruin the game?
Because it doesn't matter. Could Jesus fly? I've never read the Bible.
I just peddled it. You did peddle it for a couple of years, right?
Carano or Trump? LeBron James is a butthole.
I take that one back. I think he's a good guy now.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. I think I saw an interview with him. I like him. Mm.
This might be the most realistic one where you wouldn't know the difference. I chalk up a lot of my flaws to being charming.
Yeah, I would have guessed that to be Carano. Mm. But yeah, that, I could see.
Hey, did you guys watch that Shaquille O'Neal acceptance speech for the Basketball Hall of Fame?
No.
I got totally choked up watching that.
Did Vince Scully call it?
In what world were you watching Shaq's acceptance?
I watched it on the internet.
Shaq aficionado, Mike Carano, basketball lover.
I just appreciated his appreciation of his mentors.
Big Diesel's going in the hall.
Did he ask? Anything about Kobe?
Yeah.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Yeah, was he talking about that?
He kind of slammed him a little bit.
Oh, shocking.
Mm-hmm. I'm a horse. Now Kobe's getting a divorce.
He thanked all of his heroes.
What was it? Was it "Tell Me How My Ass Tastes" Thursdays or Tuesdays?
I don't know. I never heard the entire song.
He chalked
song
up.
No. I'm on Petrus Monday. They used to have it was "Tell Me How My Ass Tastes" on Thursdays.
I'm a horse Thursdays.
That's right. Yeah.
You gotta love Shaq.
You do have to love Shaq. He was Kazam.
He's doing the general ads now. Is that a nationwide thing or is that just local?
We talked about this last week.
Is that local?
It's big money. Huh? There's people who I love and respect that have been doing ads lately, and it's a little troubling, but I'm not going to...
Which leads us to our next part.
Seems to be back in vogue to do ads again. But for a while, the last thing you want to do, and then you'd have to go overseas to do it.
Like a cheesy Target ad, and Tara goes, "That's so-and-so," and I was like,
Who was it?
Patton.
Oswald?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, doing the VO?
Mm-hmm.
General Patton?
VO doesn't really count, though. It doesn't really count.
Hmm?
General Patton?
VO doesn't really count.
Yeah, General Patton.
Everyone does... we talked about it. John Hamm does the ads now, and it's like he does the ads in the same voice that he did as Don Draper,
yes,
which was a horrible character. And they were showing the whole point of Mad
Mercedes,
Men.
Mercedes, are you talking about?
Yeah, Mad Men was that these slick talking dudes will sell you things you don't need and ruin people's lives.
Which again,
and they have no heart and no soul. And now they're actually having him do that, and it's so odd.
And I would argue that he's being the character. At which point, Matthew Weiner and the other people from
they should get,
should
a
get
little
money
taste.
Because he's being. Yeah.
But the hypocrisy of it all, and not even the hypocrisy of it all. It's like they're feeding us. Exactly.
It's irony because there's this character that's a scam artist,
right.
Sort of.
And then they're using that character to be a scam. I know, it's really troubling.
I think I'm going through puberty.
I'm with you, buddy.
Finally. Thank God.
The last two chronos or trumps are, yes, the best way to make black friends is to be in the army and kill people side by side with them.
Right. stand by that.
Which I read at work, and my coworker nearly fell out of his chair. And then the last one is, I've concluded the dolphins think we're all just moving, talking hot dogs.
Out of context, those sound idiotic. But they're probably... There's some science behind that. What do animals think of us? Do they just not think of us?
They did that study about cats, and apparently house cats think that we're just dumb, hairless, big, clumsy cats. Remember?
How do they do that study?
This stupid dog has been chasing a fly the entire time we've been recording.
I see it.
It's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute, but until he knocks the camera over.
It's a she. How dare you?
He, she. Your he, she dog. Your hermaphrodite dog.
Remember... you know how...
You know, you've given yourself like 7 chances to not tell whatever you're about to say.
Yeah.
There's a large portion of the Dodger fanhood that call themselves Doyer fans.
Yeah.
Right? Ole.
Yeah. Ole, vatos locals forever. Mm. Vatos local Doyers. Isn't it funny that they are probably just as choked up about Vin Scully, who couldn't be more white and uppity? Yeah. Not even uppity, but like... uptight, I guess.
He's not uptight. He's like comes off as very square.
He's very Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
He's very Dick Clark.
But he seems better than Casey Kasem.
And it's just funny because that doesn't really fit.
You know what it shows? There is no color in baseball.
That's another way you can become really good. Dodger blue. Good friends is like, or have respect. You could say is like you have a. Team
I don't like that
passion.
One. I don't like that no, one at all. Okay, no, because it's too dangerous. Because like, if I have my little Raider family and I have all my Raiders stuff on,
it's too dangerous to say that.
Anytime I go somewhere else where there's another competing team family, then it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like if you love the whole sport and all the teams equally, then you have like a family.
Okay. I don't think you...
I don't have any idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I saw last night, speaking of Vatos?
Vatos locals.
I was cruising the mean streets of Los Angeles looking for something to photograph. Failed.
In your Subaru.
But I ended up... I was going downtown, and I ended up getting veered off.
There's a baby sleeping.
Is there a criminal? Is there someone breaking in, boy?
There's a baby sleeping.
It's a girl. Is there someone at the door? Oh, sorry. Sorry.
You couldn't find anything in the streets of Los Angeles to photograph?
I was going to head downtown, take some pictures like at midnight last night, and I got off the freeway because there was traffic. Mm-hmm. I imagine it was Dodger traffic.
Is this
when
you were supposed to be somehow coming to my house by going down to OC and coming back in the same
afternoon? I got home, and I visited Louie, and then
Louis a cat.
It was like 11:30, and I headed out on the open road, and I ended up getting off in kind of a shit neighborhood, like pretty gnarly neighborhood, and I was stuck in traffic, and to the right of me were all these food trucks and all these dudes and like wife beaters out there, and then they're all yelling and whistling at somebody, and I'm kind of freaked out because I'm stuck in the middle
like,
of it.
That's Corrado. Hey, it's fucking Corrado.
No, they're yelling like through me, and I look to my left, and there's some super, super hot like chola chick flashing her boobs out of a Suburban. Yeah,
Like nips flying the whole thing, or just the bra?
I saw her when she was coming back up with her top, and she was hanging out of like the passenger side, and I was
there.
Like,
was your thing to photograph?
I know, and the camera was right next to me, and I didn't do it. And
that woman was doing so much for women's rights all in one.
You know what?
One
I gotta
moment.
Say.
Can
I
you imagine, Mike? There, she's doing that, and then your camera goes ka-ching with a big flash, and all those dudes are like,
"What the fuck?"
They probably just want the picture.
I used to hang out in areas.
They circle your car. They're like, "Okay, let me give you my Gmail. Airdrop it." Hey, don't be stingy.
I used to spend quite a bit of time like in the high HP area.
What's your Instagram?
When Mickey and
hashtag free the nip,
I'm like, I'm already jerking off to it.
I don't need to see the motion.
My wife and child are in this house.
I'm sorry.
And that's on camera.
I know. A lot of people saw that motion.
Now they know what you look like. You go.
All right. Okay. Didn't ask for it again.
That's not really how I do it.
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
Like a gentleman.
One pinky out.
With a monocle on.
I used to hang out on HP quite a bit. And it was like soon after I got Stanley, Highland Park, which is kind of over by Dodger Stadium.
It's kind of right here.
It's kind of gnarly.
Yeah, that's where those.
It's kind of gnarly.
It's where those murderers were from that I put away. Yes.
What? Oh, because you were in the jury. Yeah. Yes. Don't say that.
But
you know, it's a lot of. It's
it
a
was
lot
hard
of,
putting away my fellow Dodger fans.
It's a lot of bangers and a lot of hipsters. They all coexist somehow.
Yeah, that's where Marin lives.
That's where Marin lives, exactly. Yeah. And
that sounds like we know a cool Hispanic guy named Marin.
Yeah.
It was soon after I got back from
which couldn't be more opposite.
I'd gotten Stanley kind of recently, and it was during the era where he went everywhere I went.
Yeah.
And we went to a food truck, and I was with Mickey and his then wife Bianca,
mm-hmm.
and some guy, some Dodger fan, walked up, and he was like trying to like get in line behind me, and
two
Stanley
and
was
two.
kind of in the way, and he kind of like kicked him with his foot to the side.
Oh no!
What?
And I'm like, hey, dude, what's up? And I see on my peripheral, I just see Mickey and Bianca put their heads down and just walk away. And now I'm just standing there going, dude, what the fuck? Did you just kick my dog? What the hell was that? I get like this like parental
of
instinct.
Of course,
though.
You have no right to kick someone's dog.
And I'm lucky that he was like a cool guy and he wasn't like, he didn't have a bunch of his friends with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
what did he say?
He's like, no, man, I didn't kick your dog. I'm like, and I let it go. I don't know why he became Cuban at that moment. But then
it was tight that you met Vito Corleone.
But then I walked away and I remember thinking, like, my heart was racing. I'm like, going, I was ready to like get. I had this really racist friend growing up because I grew up in
was this the one that used to write the swastikas, but he didn't know how to do it?
No, that's another racist friend. But I had one racist friend named Matt in like sixth grade, and he'd always like warn me whenever we'd almost get in a fight with a Mexican dude. He'd be like, dude, you want to fight Mexican dudes? I'm like, why not, Matt? He said, you fight one bean, you got to fight the whole burrito. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
It's racist. It's wrong. But long story short, I was lucky.
I've heard that comment. I mean, I haven't heard that statement. Like, yeah, I hear that's true. No, I've heard that comment.
Yeah, you've heard the racist comment. Yeah, yeah. Yes. But that's what I get scared of when I show up in gnarly neighborhoods, because I just the other day.
Well, let's dispel that, because if you got like five white guys, at you know, like.
No, I'm not even talking about minorities. I'm just talking about like being in a place where violence is known to break out. I'm the kind of idiot who will say something. If I get upset, like Jillian and I were watching one of those murder porn 48 hours, and it was about this Vietnamese dude who like just shot some random guy in
Seattle.
What
do they sound like, Mike?
Chong Chong. No, wait, why would you ask? Okay, all right. No, this is
what
the most racist. You asked.
I know. But
so there's this story up in
Seattle.
Am I an
enabler, or am I like pointing out the flaws of society?
I wasn't saying that to be racist. I was doing a mockery of the Vietnamese accent.
And they're at the stop sign, and there's
no offense.
A little suburb of Seattle, and this guy gets shot five times in the face, and there's witnesses. And
that's four times too many.
They find the guy that did
it. I would argue it's five times too many.
Yeah, you're right.
Turns out the guy that did it was like a giant James Bond fan.
I keep going, bam, 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 bam.
He had really good target practice, and they had a bunch of videos of him learning how to shoot people in traffic through your. He shot through his passenger window, and it was really good. I wish it was a movie so I could actually talk about it and deconstruct it. But it's just a 48 hours murder porn. But like he and like his, they had all the, when he was in jail, the guy that shot the guy, he and his girlfriend or wife at the time, like they recorded all the conversations, and they talked like baby talk. They go, oh, I miss my snuggles. And it was so gross because they were both just horrible people.
Wait, where they shot from the car into other cars?
Yeah, he was just driving.
Did they wear earplugs? Because that would be deafening.
He pulled the gun out and he shot this other guy that was in traffic with him next to him, with a bunch of other cars around. And he claimed it was self-defense, and he claimed that there was a wine bottle that was thrown at him. He claimed a bunch of bullshit, but everyone that knew the guy that got shot, they said, he was such a mellow dude.
Even if someone throws a wine ball at you, I don't think you can then blast
the person. Who has a wine bottle in their car?
This guy turned out to be a wine aficionado, actually, the guy that got killed. But Jillian pipes up halfway through this, because that was the big question. Was it self-defense?
So you're saying there might have been some truth to the rumors?
Someone, yeah. And there was a bunch of questions. Like, was this guy actually threatened, or was it just a random act? And Jillian pipes off with, hey, if this happened to you, I would just know that it was because you did something stupid.
Thanks, honey.
I'm like, oh.
She wouldn't be like, I can't believe this happened. She's like, I mean, it's terrible, but I can totally believe it happened. He was totally in the wrong, I would imagine.
I've been waiting years for this to happen.
What? She wouldn't say that.
No, you know, well.
Just the other
not
day.
Not like she's been hoping for it, but she's been waiting.
No, I know, but if I did something crazy in traffic, you guys wouldn't be shocked.
No, of course
Tara
not.
Tara would be like, I can't believe this hasn't happened earlier.
Yeah, how is it taking this long?
Yeah.
We all would.
Jillian just yesterday said, please
Although
don't text
they would
in traffic.
Get to play the clip of you getting chased by the guy through the Angels parking lot, like in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Where's that clip? Oh, him talking about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jillian just yesterday said, don't text in traffic anymore. I don't want you to leave me and Atticus by ourselves.
Yeah.
That was very sad. My heart sank.
I know.
Are you asking me to take care of them after you're gone?
I'll text you how to do that.
She gave you a mental baby on board sticker.
She did. did. I threw that ring in the trash. Now.
Well, things are going to be different for you because, like, when I first had my nephew in my car, the very first time I took him somewhere alone, I was
terrified to drive. I've been driving mellow since I got Stanley.
I had eyes everywhere. I was just constantly like, stay away from my car.
I've been driving ever since I got Stan. He'd sit on the passenger seat on the way to Love.
No, it's like I put the kids in my car and I'm like, you don't need seatbelts. That's bullshit.
Hop in the trunk.
Intentionally buying old cars that don't have seatbelts.
Oh, yeah.
Just to show them that I know better than the law.
Can you still buy them?
Yeah.
Because I know with houses out here, like if you have a pool in the backyard, you can't sell it until you put a fence up.
Yeah, true.
No, you can't have diving boards anymore.
Oh, I know.
That's true.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, government. See,
I got understand. A business model. It's called we install diving boards for 1 year before we get sued, but we can live like high on the hog for a full year.
Temporary
probably
diving
something.
Boards. We could have temporary diving boards.
My friend
boards.
Just bought a place down in San Diego, and
he can't even find anyone who does it.
He's got a diving board.
Nice.
But so what I don't understand is if they're, what are they outlawed? Because they're unsafe?
Yeah.
Well, so is a giant thing in the backyard that people can... I'm sure more people drown every year than people get in on...
Amusement parks are illegal in the future. Everything's going to be illegal in the future.
I'd like to look into that and see what happened on diving boards that was so dangerous. I mean,
I think it was Greg Louganis when he hit the back of his head.
You think that one time they went, this might be a problem.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
I think it was Greg Louganis.
That was brutal, by the way.
Wait, I just realized that he had AIDS, right?
I don't know.
Didn't he have AIDS?
I don't know.
I think you were just saying that because he's gay.
No.
I think
I don't know if he did or not.
I know everyone thought they were really clever whenever they called him Greg Louganis, and I'm like, dude, that's so
that
fucking
was
easy.
Very,
stop
very,
I did not like
very
it.
Very uncomfortable. that's
an A+ pun, but like, I'd rather it's quite rude.
Yeah, no, it's
I'm gonna look it up right now.
What do you guys think about the new iPhone iOS?
What? We're not gonna do that. I haven't done it yet.
I haven't experimented with it that much, but so far I like it better.
I like it except for the fact that the lock screen makes me want to kill myself because I keep swiping to the side and that's not how you unlock it anymore.
Yeah. What? Why would they do that?
Now you know how like, okay, so your phone is...
Yeah, it says press.
Your phone is dark. Uh-huh. You know, you turn it on to like, and then you would swipe.
Yeah.
Nope, that's your camera.
Uh-huh.
And...
Why do they have to
press the home button again.
Yeah.
No, it's awful. I'm out.
Yeah, the first like 2 days, I can't get into my phone.
That's upsetting. I mean, just I hate the fact that I got
first
up on my,
2 days.
It's
been a week and I've had no messages and no calls.
The idea of putting my thumb on the thing and waiting is
it never
too much.
Works.
Wait, what do you mean it never works?
It works. It works quite a bit.
It like works 50%.
But if you're like doing something in the kitchen or your finger gets
damn.
A little bit of water.
Oh damn.
You got to redo your thumbprint. Yeah, you got to reinitiate it.
Reinitiate. What are you doing?
I'm looking up Greg Louganis. AIDS.
I don't think he had AIDS.
I don't think he had AIDS.
HIV?
I don't know.
Greg Louganis' head is the first thing that pops up.
Yeah, I'll get some head.
Because he smashes AIDS. Yeah, the diving board actually gave him, that's how he got it.
It's, you know, it must be tough for people like him that it was known that he was gay and he was mocked. And now you can come out and not be nearly as mocked.
Did you see that thing where they were?
Yeah,
but it must be tough for people who lost
the HIV,
people they loved to AIDS immediately, like within weeks. And now people live forever.
Oh, they live forever.
Well, I mean, Magic Johnson's still cooking.
Well, I don't think that people are like...
What
they're
I'm saying
mad
is,
about it.
If,
glad
if
that other
we
people...
were gay and we were in love and you died from AIDS, I would be devastated, especially the way it happened in the 80s, so immediate.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, 20 years later, everyone just lives with a cocktail. It must be like, God damn it, I missed that window.
Yeah, but I think you'd also be happy that, if they cure Lou Gehrig's disease, people are going to be like, yay.
Arquette just died of it.
Who did?
Arquette.
Oh, yeah.
Alexis?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it turns out Louganis, just breaking news, everybody. Last year, HBO had a documentary that covered Louganis' life story about him hitting his head in the springboard at Seoul while secretly competing with HIV positive, to coming out as a gay man, and financial struggles are chronicled in an 87-minute documentary.
Now, was there controversy about blood being in the pool and people freaking out?
There would be.
Well, no one knew. But if it was kept up to standard,
but remember,
there'd be enough chlorine.
Remember how people were freaked out about Magic Johnson? They didn't want to play with him because they thought sweat was going to... Yeah, but you don't know back then. You don't know.
People are idiots.
If I had a brand new disease that was going to kill me for
sure,
wouldn't you be a little apprehensive?
With AIDS? Or?
Yeah.
Do you ever like do the thing where you hug them and you feel like, I'm showing up.
Yeah,
because
you know
fear.
Why? Yeah, it's normally a place where I hug people.
What? Yeah, Mike loves hugging.
It's like at meetings and stuff.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. I get you.
Yeah.
Show you guys a picture real quick.
Yeah.
Is that cool? Are you guys down with it?
What are you going to show?
My new friend. Here's my new friend showing a picture real quick.
Who is that?
See that, Tyler? What are you looking at there?
I'm looking at... Oh, a priest.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Christopher Lee, and I thought he died.
He does look like Christopher Lee.
He does look like Christopher Lee. You can show it to the camera.
Now, how is that guy your friend?
Well, we met...
Have you seen the light?
Here we go. There he is. It's not really showing up, is it?
It's showing up.
We met at the D. Antwoord show.
So he's not a real priest, or
he dressed
he is a real
like a priest to go to shows. He was actually in the pit. With
he
me.
Looks like a devil worshipper.
So he's
a priest.
Was that your solo?
I don't know. We exchanged zero words.
You just took a selfie and didn't talk to each
we
other.
We spent a lot of time physically bonding in the pit, as you do. Now, don't give that look to each other. That's what happens at shows.
No words, physically bonding.
I was. It was for the first time in a long time because the crowd was soft enough that
animalistic.
I could be.
He was pressed against the back of my body.
I got so close to the stage there was only one layer of people in front of me. Yeah. That's how close I got. It took me about 20 minutes
layer
to get up
of people.
There. Yeah. But you know, you make friends, you make enemies when you're in the close quarters.
I was
like
very
that.
Aware of it.
A homie in front of me actually did not like the way somebody hit him behind him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Turned around and like in a flash. Five just socks right to this guy's face.
Oh my God.
It was really,
what?
Really quick. And the guy actually, he took it like a champ and he moved over a couple and stayed in the pit and his face was all like red and walted.
What?
Yeah, dude, that's what happens. You piss off homies and you
was
get...
Was it like pop, pop, pop?
It was like turning, the guy turned around
combo?
And he went, it was all one hand. Just grabbed my hair and just bam, bam, like five times really hard in the face. And I watched the whole thing. I'm like, that's not good. And I thought for sure the guy was going to bail, and he didn't. I was thinking, good, one last person. Get him out of here.
This whole thing is very weird. One, the guy didn't bail, because I would have split.
Wait, were you at a Dodger game?
No,
second
this was
of
a
all,
show.
That guy's punches are pretty fucking weak, where five punches to the
they
face
were pretty,
leaves a guy.
They were pretty fast.
Who doesn't even... Yeah, but the guy doesn't even leave.
His face was all welted up and like red, and like his eye was kind of tearing.
Drugs?
And he just
were drugs involved?
Up. I'm sure there's a lot of
I
drugs.
I don't know what's cooler. The guy that just grabs someone and hits him five times, or the guy that gets hit five times and then just stays.
Yeah.
What was weird was the homie that was up front that did the punching. Like, he didn't even seem to really be enjoying himself, and he didn't have his camera out, and he wasn't going like doing anything.
He was just
with
like,
the music.
I'm trying to...
He was just there. He was just up front.
Maybe he has a podcast and he lost a bet.
Hey, this Vince Scully ceremony is weird, eh? When are they letting us in?
That whole story is very odd and disturbing.
It was great. It was very enjoyable.
I don't like it.
Because I can't imagine
so,
turning around
and
punching
that.
A stranger in the face and then just turning back around to watch the show. Because I'd be waiting for an attack.
The guy was like, oh, all right. And then he like shuffled to the left. And I was thinking, great, one less body. He's going to get out of there. And I was a little bit dismayed
to see
that
he warn
shuffled.
Him verbally first? Did
no.
He,
like he pushed back a little bit. I saw there's some jostling. There's always jostling. But most of it's like pretty cool. Like people help each other up and everyone's nice. Next thing you know, like ninjas like flying in the stands and almost hitting our heads. And people are going, that one up, get me up. And then you gotta like, all right, stand on my shoulder and then get him up. And it's kind of annoying.
You let someone stand on your shoulder?
No, the guy next to me who did that. And then some girl's like, can I get on your shoulders? I'm like, no, because I didn't like the idea of having a girl on my shoulders. And so I said, none of that.
Jillian probably wouldn't like that idea either.
Let's hear the story when we hit stop.
No, there's no, because Jillian's gonna hear this and she's gonna think that's a real thing. I swear to God, no chick on my shoulders. And I, you know what?
Exactly, hey, buddy.
I would have said no to a dude. I would have said
no
to a dude. I would
forget.
I said
no
to everybody.
On Anderson's
I pointed on my back. I said I got a really bad back. But here's the main reason. It wasn't because of what.
And I'm not.
It wasn't
fucking idiot.
But here's the main thing. I wouldn't have wanted to like have everyone behind me immediately hate me, thinking like, ah, oh, now I
of
can't
course.
Say shit.
Of course, and I don't want an adult sitting on my shoulders.
That's why I don't like doing like the floor.
Right.
Usually, like I'm not that tall.
You're
but
pretty tall.
I realize I'm tall when I go to large musical gatherings because I can see over pretty much everyone. There's always some 3-foot person behind me. Who's
of course.
Look at this asshole. Like, I can't help that you're short. I can't help that I'm tall.
Yep.
I also saw listener Dune.
Get there. That I bought better tickets than
remember
you.
Remember we saw Dune? I'm sure that Dune's going to be hearing this. So hello, Dune. How are you, buddy?
I don't think he is because I think he's angry.
No.
Did you let him?
I was walking. Okay, the show was completely sold out. I spent an hour and 20 minutes waiting for the line to die down, and it just kept going.
He posted that he called us an
when was this?
Right after
D. Antwoord?
No, right after.
Well, I've seen him.
Okay,
I saw him 2 nights ago, and
he
I
was very disappointed that we went there to make fun of Juggalos, and he was seriously hurt by it.
No, he wasn't. You're reading into things. I
literally read into it because I read what he posted.
Long story short, I saw Dune and he's there with a bunch of people. They drove up from San Diego to go see The Ant Word. And he's like, hey, Anderson, it was fucking fantastic. And then I went in with them and then I went by myself and they were pretty much like, I kept running into them and talking and he had some fun friends and it was a good time. And I don't think he was very mad. I think that he's a very dry guy. Like, he told me to fuck off a couple times and
maybe he meant it. Maybe you weren't reading into it enough. Yeah.
Did he punch you in the face five times?
Punched me five times.
Did you
six times?
When he showed up at the Friends, did you go, thank God my burrito's here?
I don't understand. What? Oh, because like that's my equivalent to a burrito?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I didn't think that. Mm-hmm. Mm. Everyone was great though. The security was, I got jostled. I got, my package was cupped.
Hell yeah, dude.
By a dude or by a chick?
No high-fiving. All right.
By a dude or a chick?
A dude. Everyone can see that we didn't actually high five.
Okay,
like who? Okay, what do you put under your balls? Like
I don't know, but I think it's probably because Paris. Because
a weapon's super dangerous. Like, because I got a razor blade under my balls, you guys.
Drugs, yeah, right?
It's got to be drugs, right? Like a joint or something?
Or, wow.
Or pills?
I don't know, but it was intense. It was more hardcore than
TSA. Did they like check your? It was like ball one, ball two, ball.
It was like he just kind of like poked up in between, you know, in the area, inner thigh, and then inner thigh, and then he went like that.
Breach. I don't like that. Like one.
Yeah, yeah, like a little karate chop up.
What?
To make sure there wasn't anything in there.
I know, but that's creepy.
I know it is, dude. He checked my armpits. He checked like my waistband all the way through. It took. That's why
he
the line.
Your
was
eyelids out. Looked in there.
That's why the line was taken.
Pulled
so
out
long.
That doctor's tool to check your ears.
He had me bend over and cough.
Dude, if you smuggle something under your eyelid, like
pretty good.
That's pretty good.
You not almost bad. Deserve to have the
100%
acid at that
you
point,
it.
Right?
Yeah. Wait.
Or whatever
sure.
pills or
did
you.
Did
you
take
in
acid
there?
Through your eye?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Ugh. Would it affect
mix it,
you any
mix it with
a
little DMSO. You can take it through your hands. Learned that from Dead Kennedys.
DMSO.
Or yeah. You could just take it before you go to the venue.
Jel Biafra in a song suggested that you mix acid with DMSO and then take swabs and put it on cop door handles. So all the cops would be tripping balls.
I wonder if that would work.
Mixed with LSD. Hey, speaking of cops.
Yeah.
Do they have a speed limit or is there a speed limit just as fast as their car will go?
We have the cop show. We'll ask the cop because I think.
Like if you're in pursuit, is there a speed where you're allowed to go to and then you got to cut it?
Yes.
Or do you just go as fast as your car?
No,
is
they
capable of
they
going?
Definitely have rules now because of lawsuits when they chase someone down and they end up getting killed or they run into a school bus or something. But when the cop is not in pursuit, they're always exceeding the speed limit. Not always, but most of the time. And I wonder.
Or going way too slow. They're never going the speed limit.
Yeah.
Did you see that big rig chase the other day?
Big rig. What's
big
a
rig.
Big rig?
Big rig.
No,
chase.
But I heard about it.
It was very boring. Oh. The guy stole a big rig.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
Full of non-toxic chemical, right?
Yeah. And he was talking to the cops the whole time saying, I don't want to go back to jail, except there's a mandatory you go to jail if you're in a chase. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For how long?
How long what?
Do you have to go to jail?
16 years. I don't know.
It's a lot.
I think it's maybe 6 months or a year. Mm-hmm. But it was the most civilly ended big rig chase I've ever seen. He pulled onto one of those, because he was like headed to Arizona. He pulled over.
By the time I get to Arizona.
Would you even know how to drive a big rig if we got in one?
Oh, fuck no.
He is a big rig driver.
I would think he'd have to be, yeah.
He pulled over into one of those rest stops that has big rig parking.
He parked?
And he like lined it up like nicely right inside one of the spots.
Did he get a lot lizard real quick? He's like, let me just get one last lot lizard before I got to go.
That was the weird part.
Yeah. JT, what's his name? JT Leroy shows up.
I also saw someone get killed at the
Leroy?
End of a chase like 2 weeks ago. That
really?
One in Phoenix.
Oh, that's nice. Let's talk about that one too.
Yeah, he's going down some street in Phoenix and he like busts through a red light, obviously,
right.
And then this other car that I thought there was like I guess it was an undercover cop, but I thought it was just a
citizen
did the pit maneuver with his like F-150 truck, just like spun him out, and then these like three other undercover this was a bank robbery. Three other cars pull up. And the dude that had spun him out just instantly gets out and starts blasting through the front windshield.
Wow.
Just spins about, gets out, bam.
Are you allowed to do that? I guess in Arizona, maybe they got different rules.
Well, so originally, deadliest when I didn't know it was undercover cops, I thought it was just an Arizona citizen package. It's like, fuck you.
Do you think that the bank robber had just seen Hell or High Water? Do you think that was maybe the motivation?
I haven't seen it
motivating?
Either.
No?
I don't think so.
When in the 90s, I watched a live chase on television. It was the most exciting one I've ever seen. Dude on a motorcycle got away. He got away like four times in neighborhoods, and they had the choppers overhead and a row of cop cars chasing him. and he got lost in neighborhoods a few times, and then he went into a mall parking lot and just gone.
Yeah, he went shopping.
That's what we were watching a chase the other day. It was those two people that went into the parking structure of like a hospital, but they were near a mall, and Lauren brought it up. She's like, why don't people just, if they're going to chase, you just drive to a mall and run into the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then go change clothes and just walk out.
It'll buy you time while the cops,
Gucci.
While the cops waiting for his ticket.
Like, sweet music starts playing underneath like a...
Yeah.
And then you go to valet and you say, I'm here for my car. And then you freak out and they say, they lost my car. I took my car to valet like 2 hours ago. They lost it.
And then you flag the cops over and go, they lost my car.
They lost my car. Yeah, I know you guys are looking for somebody, but they lost my car.
Yeah, that's good idea. Bad. This is a good idea.
This is going to work. Yeah. This is like Jack Reacher level stuff.
We should go get in a chase right now. Prove it.
We should give it a shot.
Ooh, chase cast. That'd be the most amazing final episode of a podcast ever.
Chase cast.
Like, okay, what I don't understand is, especially now, with the ability to like throw on Periscope or Facebook Live, why are people not doing that when they're in a chase?
Maybe they are.
That would get shared instantly.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
That would
How
be
about
everywhere.
That's a sad ending to this podcast if we say we're going to do Death by Cop and a chase cast.
I didn't say Death
no,
by
no
Cop.
No, Death by Cop. We shouldn't do that.
We're just going to do chase cast give up? And then get into the mall and try to get away.
Why don't we just go to the mall?
Yeah. Why don't we just not go? Why don't we focus on the mugs, sending out the mugs?
Yeah, that wouldn't be nice. And the shirts, no. Yeah. I gotta,
but we wouldn't have to do that if we're not arrested.
Here's what we need to do. This is a
shirk some responsibility.
Piece of business. If you've ever been at the 50 level at all, ever, we have their info, right?
Yeah.
We're going to send you an email because we need your shirt sizes because I'm going to put in place our first order for the very, very limited run of the collared classy Touch of Class AD Poppin' shirts, all right?
Okay.
Touch of Class.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tyler, Michael, I don't know if you're going to have an answer to this because I don't think you've ever been in this
situation. Oh, yeah, I've got an answer to everything.
But when you and Lauren were about to have your baby, baby Zach, who I saw for the first time in a few weeks this morning, looking marvelous. Good-looking kid there.
He's
don't show him sleeping. That's like baby porn.
No, he's not sleeping anymore.
I don't like baby monitors that make the baby look like they're back in the womb.
Yeah, it does look like that. At any point, because you guys knew it was a boy.
Yep.
You could see like with the pictures and whatnot. With
you
could
see that ding-a-ling, son.
You see all that.
You could see his leadership qualities, his common sense,
you
his
see the
problem-solving
area,
abilities.
The area that I got searched at the N-word. You get to
his
see
lack
that part.
Of
you see so much, right? You can see the 10 fingers, 10 toes. There's very little left to the imagination. Even though they're, you know, seeing the face is going to be a whole thing. But it occurred to me a couple weeks ago, and I'm kind of obsessed with it now. If one of us was black, it would be so exciting. Having no idea.
Yeah.
What color kid's coming out?
Yeah.
What?
It would be.
If Jillian and I were black, it would be so much fun. Like, I would be placing bets. I'd have my friends placing bets. It'd be so exciting. As soon, like, the first time I'm going to see my kid, I'm going to see what color he is for the rest of his life.
You know what's
That'd
weird about
sweet.
That, too, is...
Like, if I was black and she was white or vice versa, Tyler, why are you so confused by this?
Because what? It's not like
there's a chance.
It's like
there's a chance. Like, absolutely,
there's a chance that
absolutely.
It goes 100%
or
either way.
If she was Asian,
right? Yes,
absolutely.
There is.
Tyler,
absolutely.
There's a chance. There's a small chance that the kid could come up black right now because we have like I have like 2%. 2%.
It's a very, very small chance.
That's small,
probably.
But no, if there's a very black man and a very white woman, yes, there's a very good chance that the kid's going to come out black or white.
Yeah,
could have red hair.
It's true.
Why are you doing that with your hand? You don't know about science. Stop it.
I think that you are terribly misinformed.
No, I think that's true. I think that's true.
Have you
totally
ever seen
true.
The families
yes,
that
I
have like black mom, black dad, and got a couple white kids, a couple black kids?
Yep.
You've never seen that?
I have absolutely seen that.
Tyler, go to the mixed segregation neighborhood and then just wander around for
a
while.
You know what
the
bummer
mixed
is?
Mixed segregation
what the hell neighborhood
what?
That is. What?
My wife is saying
she
should agree with you.
Oh, yeah, she's chiming in. Thanks, Lauren.
Twins.
Yeah, there's twins that are like that, right?
What,
how exciting would that have been if like one of you guys was black? Because it's a whole new element to the birthday.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
He's becoming black.
Well, no, he's
always. He's like he's un-Michael Jacksoning.
He's doing the reverse Jackson.
He's looking like white, almost Asian.
Oh.
And then now
he's just like wondering.
Did that cause
tan.
A fight?
Yeah,
no.
That probably caused a bit of a fight, right? What the fuck? I'd get it if he was black or white, but neither one of us is Asian. Why is this kid looking Asian? Yeah, that would be upsetting.
I
not because he's Asian, just
well,
because there is no.
You got a lot of possibilities there because some of the most beautiful people I've ever seen in my life were a mix of black
mix,
and white.
Mix is the best by
but
far.
But what if you had a black and white baby that wasn't good looking?
Well, like that happens every now and again. Like where Irish and the black guy and the Irish woman get together, and then like the kid comes out with freckles and red hair, but he's black. I've seen that.
But that's not bad
it's
looking.
It's unfortunate.
Why is it unfortunate?
Doesn't look right. It looks weird.
It looks unique.
Doesn't look right.
Sometimes, sometimes you dye your hair and you just turn into Morgan Freeman and you're okay. But
it looks unique though, which is good.
Tell that to the kid that wasn't really feeling. You know what? I have a disdain for that look because a guy that looked like that hooked up with a girl shortly after we broke.
God damn him!
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know where he lives too.
Typical, if you ask me.
He's actually used to play in the NFL, and he's got kind of a famous name, so I'm not going to
If I was super racist, do you think I would keep my last name, or would I change it to Wright?
I don't understand.
Because people be like, did your last name used to be White? Like, yes, it did. Because White is right.
I don't think you'd change it at all.
Would I keep
it
White because it's like the perfect last name, or do I keep it, or do I change it to Wright?
I know a white guy named Black.
Why Wright?
His last name is Black.
I just said.
I don't get it, though.
Because White is right.
White is right.
You know what?
Someone's going to isolate that audio.
having a color for a
last
name.
My political career is ruined.
Is there anyone named Blue?
No, but it's so weird because Pink? That had to be a made-up name, right?
All names are made up.
Because like Shoemaker comes from like Schumacher, and there's but there's like there's an origin for names. But where did White and Black come from?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone without an imagination, ironic.
I was mistaken in a post that I posted, obviously, because I made up the story as I was driving by it. But an NFL player crashed his Aston Martin on my across the street from me a couple days yesterday.
Yeah.
Or whenever it was.
Was his last name Black or White?
He crashed his $200,000 Aston Martin right into the side of the building. And I thought it was the kid who was crying on the side of the street. But it turns out some girl cut him off and he swerved. And he's lucky he didn't kill someone or himself because all the airbags, it was destroyed.
Is his name White or Black?
I don't remember what his name is.
How did this come into play just now?
We're talking about the NFL.
We were?
Yeah, we went from bees, swimming to the NFL.
When were we talking about the NFL?
We weren't?
No, we were talking about the name White and where it came from.
I don't know what we were talking about. I don't know what's going on
in my head. The NFL?
I don't know. I thought we were talking about the NFL.
That is odd, Michael. Hey, Mike, got a question.
No, you said you had an NFL player
friend. Oh, that's right. We did. Enemy. You're right. A guy who hooked up with a girlfriend within a
he played in the NFL.
Yeah, within a couple weeks of breaking up, and then like anyone they hook up with, that's like
I missed that part of the story.
That's upsetting.
Yeah,
and he played in the NFL for a while.
He was touching her down. So
he was doing that. Yeah. And he had that look. He got the freckles and kind of like the reddish hair, but he's a black dude. It's kind of an odd look. Mm. That's why I hate it. I think it's because I associate.
I get it. Yeah, I hate people that look like people I don't like.
Playing the white man's game, picking the white man's
No, it's not what I said. Football's anything but the white man's game.
You sound a little upset about that.
No, I'm not upset at all.
Let's take it back.
Negative. Remember Superman. Start
Negative.
The race war.
Remember. Michael, I got a question for you.
All right,
speaking of babies and colors and all this.
Is the question how much longer is this?
Oh, Ty, settle down.
Oh, my son's gone.
Oh, no. Like, gone?
Dude, call the cops. Oh. Call them. Storks.
Yeah.
What's your emotional investment in storks?
I have no idea.
That's where my baby came from.
No emotional investment whatsoever.
Didn't I see some posting about some storks here or there?
I might have retweeted something.
Oh.
Yeah, because I have a friend who's in that movie Storks.
Oh, okay. Because I saw a couple like retweets, and I'm like, how are you connected to Storks?
No, I have a friend who does one of the voices, and I was being supportive.
Is it Tim Short?
No.
Jim Short?
Jim Short? Is it Jim Short? Is his name Jim Short?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? I've never made a connection. Jim Short, fan of the show. Actually, not really. I mean, not a fan. Guest of the show.
He was
but
a
not
guest,
really.
Yeah.
He sat on the couch most of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listening. But his name is Jim Shorts?
Yes.
Short.
I've never heard that before, though.
Not Shorts.
It's right there. I know, but it's like Jim Shorts.
I just looked
right?
at the monitor and I was like, my baby's gone.
You know what that baby has in common with the girls that I like? Big head. Little body.
What?
I like girls with big heads.
Good thing he's a boy, I guess.
I'm not saying I'm attracted to your child. I'm
what,
saying
you're not
I
attracted
like,
to my
just
child?
Some, okay, I'm attracted to your child. That is a cute baby.
Aren't you excited to bring a child into this relationship, Anderson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that. Hi, Zach.
Something.
Dude, he's like a small little human being.
Hi, Zach.
He's like he's losing his baby look. Oh, look at him. He's taking right to the mic.
Oh, my God. He's got some racist stories to tell. Hi, Zach.
Can you say white is right? I'm so sorry. I don't mean that.
Hi, buddy.
Dude, he's talking more than you did back in the early days, Tai-Tai, and I like it.
Look at that little guy. It's a little person. That's amazing. That's amazing. It reminds me of my nephew when he was his age.
I think he might turn black later in life.
Warren would have some explaining to do.
Speak, buddy, speak.
Do one of your crazy screams.
So, Tai-Tai and Mike, I need your expertise. Ow!
Whoa! Oh, that was great. Nice job.
Do it again.
Nailed it.
Pinch his butt so he does something.
What?
I don't know, like, pinch his... I don't know how kids work.
Pinch his butt so he does something.
Yeah.
Search him like he's going to DeAntword.
Hey, give him a little search keys.
Okay, what's your question?
2 weeks ago, I got an email from Google saying somebody tried to sign into this email address from Hanoi, Vietnam.
Okay.
Well, Vietnam has come up a lot in this podcast. What do you think that person sounded like?
No, Michael Tyler. No. So, look, he's learning. But he's like right on the edge. You can see it's like right on the And the email address that they tried to hack into was donald.cowan.whatever my dad's email address was. I didn't know my dad had an email. My dad's been dead for a year and a half.
Your dad has a Vietnamese ghost.
I didn't think much of it, and I forgot about it, right? And then I got another email 2 days ago saying the same. My dad's email again was attempted to hack into it, this time from Russia.
I wonder if they look at obituaries and then try to access
steal maybe.
Yeah.
So
like his identity. Idea. Well, I'm sure it happens because
why? This idea.
And they're probably just routing it through Vietnam and through Russia, and God knows where they really are.
They're probably in Vietnam or Russia, but
both times they got. No, I think they're. What are the chances of it happening twice within 2 weeks for the first time in years and years? So yeah.
Maybe it's a Russian businessman.
But why Vietnam?
He was doing business in Vietnam.
Communist home. Business.
And he's like, oh yes, must crack back into Donald's Gmail.
Two more hours of
must,
work.
Must find out his Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
So I logged into it and I did a little bit of whatnot and changed the password and then got into my dad's email and I see that back in 2007, I have vague recollection, but I set him up with a Google account and a MySpace account back in 2007. So like 9 years ago now. And really, there's no activity. There's no spam. There's just like a bunch of emails from MySpace. That's all that's in there.
Your dad has a MySpace?
Yeah, he does. Oh, I haven't looked too far into it, though. But I set it up for him. I don't think we did anything with it. But yeah, my dad's
got like glittery like things that said like Donald.
I thought you were going down this exciting road if you found out he was having an affair.
No, I mean, I knew he was having numerous affairs. I mean, that wouldn't be like finding things out.
Does your mom know that?
It's kind of.
I didn't know that till now.
Were they Russian or Vietnamese?
I think they're all types.
All types.
All types.
Get around.
Yeah, my dad was. My dad was pretty self-serving. Self-serving, selfish.
In case people hadn't picked up on that.
Love my dad.
Yeah.
And I need to check his MySpace.
Yeah. Did I tell you I was recently listening to the episode where you had gone to Hawaii with them?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the really frustrating trip where he kept saying that people were going to like break in. Yeah, so he kept like locking the door.
That was everything. He'd close everything up and lock everything. Yeah, that was always his first move.
Yeah. He'd come to my house. It's a good episode. 8200, I think.
8200?
What did he think they were going to steal?
200. After disaster, 200. Oh. I think that's the episode.
8200.
You come in and your wallet's gone. There's a pineapple sitting there.
That's not
he
how
was
Hawaii
just very paranoid all throughout his entire life, and he'd always make sure that everything was double, triple locked.
So was my dad.
He was in the Air Force, and I always thought that he flew planes because that's kind of what he suggested. And then we did a little digging. I think right after he died, or right before, and we found out that he was like a safety inspector.
He never, you never had that conversation.
No, he's vague about everything. He's very vague about everything.
My dad was in the Navy, and we've never discussed it.
See, yeah.
Did he go to Vietnam?
He didn't go anywhere. He was on a ship the whole time, and they didn't. There was no war happening.
Was it dry docked?
There was no war.
Hmm. Too bad.
It was a brand
time.
Is that why he's racist?
He was one of very, very few people on this ship because it was just. He has like a certificate that he got a plank because he was one of the people that commissioned it.
Yeah.
That's all
he
I know.
He had a plank? Oh, yeah.
I know that he was on a
but
ship.
But he didn't
he
get
was
to go to war
with
any
like
black guys. That's why he's still racist. Right?
One one-hundredth of... You got to kill people side by side. You gotta watch your friends. Like,
all right, I feel horribly guilty about the mugs. We are going to, I promise. Right? Where do we do the next show? Because this would have been perfect. Why didn't this come up? I got a lot.
I don't know.
Of questions. I know. All right. We'll get these mugs out by the end of October. I promise. All
right. What if you looked at this and you saw awful. Him on this right now?
That'd be weird. If you looked at the baby monitor.
If you do have a mug coming to you, if you're one of the mug level Patreoners.
Bed. Oh, no.
If there's a specific.
Is he allowed to have that?
Sure. If there's a specific.
Hold on.
Joke or comment.
I'll get him out of the way.
An after disaster related thing that you'd like on your mug specifically, please email the after disaster.
We do put time and energy into the. At the after disaster at gmail.com. Is that what it is?
Yes.
We do put time and energy and thought into these mugs, and then we bake them, and they're good to go. They're actual mugs that you can use. And then the shirt size, too. We're going to need to collect shirt sizes from everybody. We'll probably be contacting you about that.
Hey, how come they don't make...
From the top level. Yes.
How come they don't... What is this called?
It's a bottle.
It's called a bottle.
Why don't they make those shaped like a boob?
Wait, are you serious right now?
Yeah, because it would be
more
natural.
You asked what a bottle was called?
Yeah, but if it was like a boob.
And like soft like a boob?
Yeah, like a baby would be more naturally inclined.
It's not detached to a body, so it'd probably be harder.
Yeah.
I'm sure something's out there that connects to the dad's breast.
Yeah.
So it can be like
he says, I'm sure that's out there as if he doesn't own one at home.
I'm sure that they exist, right?
Hey, if you're a listener and you want to give Anderson something for the
baby. I don't want that.
He wants the boobs. He wants a couple of nice jugs to feed the baby.
Guys, it could happen at any minute. Like when I went into DM.
Oh, are you serious?
Like she's within like 2.5 weeks of due date.
Oh my God! Holy smokes! How did Brian beat you to the punch by having a baby sooner?
Because they got pregnant a month earlier.
Oh, okay, got it. Thanks.
Yes, but how?
I'm no mathematician. Because it seems to me that he announced his baby way after you.
Yeah, we had to do it a little bit early because of this show, actually, because Jillian was actually actively avoiding you and particularly Lauren because she knew that Lauren would know that she was pregnant immediately. Uh-oh. We weren't to the point where we wanted to talk about it. And then we had to do a show over here, and Jillian was going to come, and we made excuses not to come over here or see her for a while.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Like, what were those excuses?
Like, we can't make it because this and that, because we didn't want to be public about it, so we decided... that once Jillian came over here, we would be public on that show, and that's why we announced a little bit earlier than we should have. Mm. And Lauren did figure it out. Because Jillian changed quite a bit after she got pregnant. No more smoking, you know?
More
punching her stomach.
Yeah.
She's always punching her stomach.
Yep.
Yeah. She just said, I have to tell you something, Lauren, and Lauren just cut her off and said, You're pregs. Yeah.
Did you know, or were you guessing?
I just had a sense.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's the womanly the female senses. Intuition.
That's why you got to stay away from them. They know too much.
So we have a wet nurse. Not a wet nurse. What do you call it? A midwife, right?
Ooh.
Okay. It comes with the Kaiser thing, I guess.
Birthed in the honey pool in
so
your
we
backyard?
We don't get to see a doctor. No, it's nothing like that. We don't go see a doctor. We go see our midwife like once a month. That's what we check in with.
Well, you better see her more than that.
She's not a doctor. She's like a nurse practitioner type thing. We've seen the doctor once. And this midwife, she's a little bit hardcore with the exercising, and you gotta stay, you know, like at this weight, and you can't do this, you can't do that. And Jillian does.
And you're like, why are you telling me? Like I'm just the dad. You don't have to
picks
be worried
on Jillian,
about my weight,
about what Jillian's eating and how much exercise she's getting, and
because she's worried that you're not going to be attracted to her anymore.
No, she's worried about health and why. She's just a doctor, and. She's. I mean,
you don't want to get gestational diabetes.
A midwife who just she's a little bit hardcore with it though, where to the point where it's like, all right, we get it. It's like Jillian eats nothing but French fries. She's not. She can't. I mean, she drinks Ensures and she takes her daily vitamin, but she's not going to all of a sudden start eating salads which she never has. So she's kind of hammering Jillian every single time we go in there. So I'm like, honey,
why doesn't Jillian just lie?
Yesterday, when we were walking in there,
the kid comes out and smells like a French fry.
I'm like, honey, I got your back on this one. I got to take care of things. Don't you wait? Because Jillian had a suspicion that this midwife has never had a baby, which is kind of upsetting a little bit.
I'll say it's like a know-it-all.
But at the same time, it's like
someone who's never had a burger making your burger.
But it's like Dr. Drew, you know, giving advice on not doing drugs or drinking. You know, it's kind of similar to that, but he's good at what he does.
But he's done drugs and he's drank.
I was going to say that. But I ran into Drew across the street from D'Antwoord, too.
What?
He was
oh my God. He was walking to that.
It was at the Palladium?
Yeah, at the Palladium. And they were just wandering down the street. The
CNN building is right there.
But he got fired, so he's not there anymore. What's he doing over there?
No, his last show was like Friday.
Oh, he let go. He didn't get fired. I see. Sam Shock, he was with Sam Shocker and his wife and his kids, and it was just really
Shocker.
Random. And he tried to get me to come to dinner. I'm like, Drew, I got to go see D'Antworth. And then Shocker's like, oh my God, D'Antworth's playing here. You know that he's played a free show. She's adult Krista. Sam Shocker.
Krista is adult Krista.
Yeah.
Will she ever be adult Krista? So, our midwife starts going, giving Jillian shit. Like, so how's the exercise and what are you eating?
Wait, did she come to your house or did you go see her?
No, we go see her. It's just like a doctor's appointment, right?
Okay.
And I cut her off this time and I'm like, How much weight did you gain when you were pregnant?
Oh,
but not
my
like a,
God.
Not in a weird way though. Not in a weird way. It was like I tried to like
maybe just see a picture of your baby
this
before
is,
we continue.
This is worse than the guy punching the
it
guy.
It was bad.
Five
it
times.
Was bad. Yeah. It didn't go that great because then she cuts me off. She goes, oh, unfortunately, I haven't been able to have a child.
Oh, you idiot!
Yeah. It was upsetting.
I've got ovarian cancer and I can't have babies.
But
and you're like, oh,
she's never had a baby and she needs to lay the fuck off. Right?
I don't know. Vin Scully's never played baseball, and he didn't lay off.
I bet he threw some.
He did play baseball.
Catch.
He played against George H.W. Bush.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
When
he could make anything up, and no one's really going to double check it.
Bush was at Yale, and Vinny was at Fordham, I think.
You can't afford him.
You want to take that back?
I do.
Exactly.
I really want to take it back.
Editing. Oh, no.
Your child looks like he's an android in Alien.
Westworld.
Yeah, Alien. Westworld.
Alien.
No, Alien. Well, both. Okay.
Both.
How good does the new Westworld
like
look?
Their hydraulic fuel is white.
Yeah. Right now?
Wait, what'd you say?
I gotta go move a car eventually.
I think you have to move a diaper.
Westworld comes out October 2nd.
All right, what are we plugging fucking Westworld now?
Yes. I've been waiting for it since I was 14 years old.
I know what your policy is on this, Michael, but if you're at a pool, like say you're at a hotel pool and you see a child going with a diaper, do you not go in that pool?
No, I go in it.
Wait, I don't have a policy about that.
I'm sure it's
going
to the pool.
Now I do.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure you would just say not go in the pool.
As long as they're wearing the diapers that you're supposed to wear in a pool, it's fine.
I don't think it's fine. I don't think. What parent has the balls to do that?
They should be color coded. They should be like hot pink or something so everyone knows.
They don't look like normal.
Really?
Papers. Yeah. They're like plasticky. They hold everything.
Then again, I've never been apprehensive about getting in a pool when there was just a child in the pool, a baby in the pool.
Well, I'm sure you haven't with the goggles and the fins and the snorkel like in Little Children. That was hilarious.
What was that?
You ever seen Little Children?
Mm-mm.
Oh, such a good movie. Kelly Leak.
Louisa May Alcott, Little Women.
Kelly Leak. What's Kelly Leak's real name? Roy Schock.
I don't know.
What? Come on. I really like him as an actor. Jackie Earl Haley.
Haley. Something Haley.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah.
Isn't that it?
Something like that.
Anyways, little children. He plays
Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Nope. Yeah. He plays I've talked about this on the show. It's one of the funniest, most disturbing scenes you've seen in a movie. He's like, it's a small town. Everyone knows that he's got issues and he's like a sex offender and he likes the kids. And they're at a public pool. It's like one of the hottest days of the year. And the pool is just packed with the whole neighborhood's there. Right. And, Jackie Earl comes wandering in undetected. No one really sees him. And he's got one of those old fashioned, cause that's a movie from the past. Got one of those old fashioned, Jacques Cousteau, it's a period piece. Jacques Cousteau masks and fins and a snorkel. And he just gets in the pool and he's just cruising around like undetected for like a good 5 minutes, kind of just checking out all the kids before one of the moms sitting on the sidelines notices. And it's almost like a scene out of Jaws. Everyone just panics.
I feel weird laughing about that because it's kind
it was
of
really
super
funny.
Mike's like, that's not funny.
It was very, very
You're
funny.
You're making fun of my weekends.
Yeah, thanks. I don't want to be painted into that weird corner.
It's too late. It's too late.
Carano or Trump? Yes, also, if you have other good Carano or Trumps, also, please mix in some Trumps.
You could probably do Carano or Jackson at this point. Carano or Michael Jackson? No, too much.
No. But if there are good actual Trump quotes that you think we might think is a Carano quote, also please tweet that at us or email us because I would like to make that a segment next week.
I wouldn't.
You're just being ignorant.
All right, I gotta go back to work.
All right. Everybody, thanks, groupersthemovie.com. It makes my stomach churn and I get freaked out about it, but the idea of making a movie,
it's gonna be good.
It's so exciting.
It's gonna
so
be good.
Very
and I have a sex excited. Scene in it, right?
And Tyler's going to have a sex. Oh, guys, I should pass this before you. Before I actually make it a perk.
Okay.
Sex with us?
Here's the idea. Three-way. Now. All Lemon right. Party, early years. Prequel. No. so far we're doing pretty good too. The night with the Pabs is up to, I think,
four.
Go to a
lot of dinners, or is it going to be one?
No, no,
big
we're
dinner?
Doing one big.
Oh, okay.
Or we'll probably break it into two to make, but it'll be more fun with a bunch of us, right?
Yeah.
And I think we'll probably break it into two just to make, because it's going to be hard to schedule everybody. Is it not clear about that? Is it vague? Whatever.
I don't know.
But
are we paying?
I'll pay. Cold Cockle will pay. Yeah, assuming we make, fine. There's a chance that we might not make it. But right now, I think that we're up to like four out of the 10 that are available on that. And there's also a Film Vault night to make the Baldwin suffer. But I'm going to add a perk soon, I think. And here's the gist of it. And it's going to be competition. It's going to be after disaster. I didn't say that.
I said jizz.
What?
Nothing.
Who said jizz?
You did.
When?
You said that's the jizz of it.
Gist. Tyler.
Stop saying
never,
it.
I would never say jizz in front of your child. I said gist. I know.
Look, he looked.
He likes that word. He's giving me an old man look. Like, what do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? But I'm going to have a competition. We're going to run a competition between the After Disaster and the Film Vault. And whichever group wins, the After Disaster, either Brian, I, and Logan are going to do a scene, like a full page out of Groupers, the script.
Oh,
or the
no.
three of us will have to do one. And it will be cut together and be a little mini scene.
You know what I just thought of? Some, you know those depictions people make on T-shirts of like a monkey, and then early man, and then regular man?
Yeah, evolution.
We could do like a little pile of jizz to a baby.
Pile of jizz or a puddle?
So it'd be balls.
I would like it to be a puddle. It's not viscous enough to make a pile.
That could be on the back of the class.
I like that. That means Mike wasn't. Mike wasn't listening.
He didn't listen to a goddamn
you were
thing.
Saying,
no. So you're
he
cool
was
with
making
that?
His T-shirt
cool that,
of jizz baby.
What? The classy shirt, I guess.
No,
I
not the classy shirt. No, that, what I just said. Just say yeah.
Yeah. How long is the scene going to be?
Oh,
wow. One page.
Oh yeah, no problem.
All right.
One page.
I gotta go move a car. Mike's gotta go to work.
All right. I gotta go to work, and then.
How do we end this thing?
No.
No.
Keep it moving.
Oh, let's yeah.
Take our clothes off.
Hey.
Keep it moving.
Oh, someone did that recently, and they got into a fight, I think.
What?
Wait.
Yeah. What? I can't remember the tweet. It was something like, I used keep it moving, and it didn't go well. Something like that.
No, I would think that most people would hate it. Okay.
No.
Your wife right. looks.
Okay.
Keep moving.
We got to keep moving, literally. Bye.
Wait, are we not?